This is a Black Heritage interview for the Upper Piedmont Project. I am Yolanda Harrell interviewing Mr. Ezra W. Wittenberg in West Union on July 3, 1990. Mr. Wittenberg, what is your full name? What is your full name? That's all right.
Ezra Warren Wittenberg.
And when were you born?
August 10th, 1901.
And where were you born?
In the Piedmont area, south of Greenville.
South of Greenville?
In Greenville County.
This was in Greenville County?
Yeah.
Okay, in the Piedmont area.
Section of Greenville County.
Yes, sir. Who were your parents? What was your father's name?
William Lemuel Wittenberg.
Lemuel?
Lemuel.
Lemuel. And what was your mother's name?
Carrie Ross.
And when were they born? Do you have any dates for them, or do you have any idea?
I don't have any dates for them.
Okay.
My mother and father were.
All right. What about your grandparents? What was your father was William Wittenberg. What was his mother's name? Father's. Let's start with his father first. Jonas Wittenberg. And his mother's name?
Sarah Wittenberg. Sarah McKinney.
Sarah McKinney. Now, I wrote down on the family tree Sally. Was she called a Sally as a nickname?
That's on my mother's.
Oh, that's on your mother's side. So it should be Sarah McKinney then.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sarah McKinney Wittenberg is your grandmother's name on your father's side. Okay. Now, going to your mother, Carrie Ross, what was her father's name?
Jerry Ross.
And her mother's name?
Mariah.
Mariah. And do you have a maiden name for her? Do you know who she was before she was married?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, do you remember anything about... I should have asked where your parents... Where were your parents born?
Parents were born... My father in Greenville County.
Mm-hmm.
My mother in Cherokee County.
She was from Cherokee County. What about your grandparents? Where were they from?
My grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Virginia.
Oh, he was. Where in Virginia?
Near Portsmouth?
Okay, near Portsmouth, Virginia.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. How long ago, when did he come here?
When he came here, on a duress. He was a slave.
He was?
A slave when he brought South Carolina.
So he was brought to South Carolina as a slave?
South Carolina as a slave.
Yes, sir. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
No, I'm not here.
Can you tell me about that? Who brought him here?
A fellow Gree in Greenville County brought him off the stump.
Oh, he
yeah, was auctioned off just like you auction off a car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So someone from Virginia brought him here.
He put him on the block.
Yes, sir.
And a fellow Gree.
A white man named Gray.
White man named Gray. That's all I ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Didn't hear his first name or anything.
Right.
He owned a plantation in Greenfield County.
Okay.
He had a group, what he called back that time, they called it grist mill.
A grist mill?
Grist, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. The same like this mill got burned down here. So.
Yes, sir.
On,
the one that just burned.
On the Compton Boulevard.
Right.
That was first known as a grist, G-R-I-S-T.
Yeah, right, yes. Okay.
See, where they grind, make flour and meal. The same principle, the same process, but a different, came up with under a different name.
I see. And this was your...
Yeah, that was his assignment, to operate this grist mill for his master grist.
So Jonas Wittenberg ran this mill for...
Jonas, you see, he slaves had nothing but first names.
Right.
Like yours is your land, that's all.
Right.
Ever whom he owned them,
mm-hmm.
he took on their surname.
Right.
See,
Now, when Jonas, I assume he became free.
Yeah, he became free under Gray.
But he didn't keep the name Gray, though.
He didn't select the name Gray because the plantation that he was born in near Portsmouth, Virginia, was Wittenberg, Wittenberg.
I see. There was no H in it at that
no
time?
H. But when he took on the name of his former slave owner, because he was somewhat kind to him.
Oh, Mr. Wittenberg had been kind.
Wittenberg, kind of one of the better, more liberal slave owners. But Gray was a slave master, slave driver.
How did he come to leave Wittenberg? Did Wittenberg have to sell? I mean, why did Mr. Wittenberg have to lose him in Portsmouth? I mean,
well, you see, that it depends on probably Wittenberg and Gray must have been personal friends or something like
something.
That.
Something.
And the particular talent of certain slaves, you see, maybe he had others that could do what the same thing my grandfather did.
Right. And so
but
he...
But Gray didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But yet he had the facilities we had nobody to operate except satisfactory.
Right.
That's the way I'm bringing it together.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Huh?
Makes sense to me.
And so it's just like this. Now, this let's say you have a herd of cattle. See, I have a herd.
Right.
We get a male, see? We raise a generation, see? We don't want that same male to cohabitate with his daughters. Isn't that right?
Right, okay. Yeah,
then
I understand.
You and I will swap males.
Right.
Isn't that what they practice?
Yes, that's what they would do in the slavery.
That's the principle that they even raised cattle on.
Right.
See?
Right.
Okay. And so my philosophy is this, that was the reason why that he was brought from this plantation in Virginia and sold to this plantation in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, those are my conclusions, not whether they're right or wrong, but that's the way I think.
Getting back to the plantation in Virginia, the name Wittenberg was German, right?
It was German.
Was Mr. Wittenberg a German immigrant? Was Mr. Wittenberg the slave owner?
I have no history on his family.
You don't know?
I mean, of this person that owned my granddaddy.
Yeah, I'm just curious because you have the name now, and I just wondered.
Well, you know, just like you met me. See, if he hadn't had this personal interview, the only thing that you would know about me is what we, the casual contact.
Right.
See?
Right.
Well, that is how those are the premises that I'm working on.
Right.
See?
Well, I had thought when we talked before that you said you thought he was a German immigrant, this Mr. Wittenberg.
Well, probably I said that.
Yeah. I just thought you said that, but
I'm
wrong.
I'm not denying I said it.
Okay. But anyway, he had the name of Wittenberg, and you all became Wittenberg rather than Gray.
That's the reason why.
And you could have had the name Gray if that man had been nicer, huh?
Gray, according to the general custom of that day, my father supposed to be Gray.
Right.
Instead of Wittenberg.
But he took Wittenberg because he was kinder. Kinder, gentler name. do you remember anything about your grandparents when you were small?
Well, I recollect my grandfather on my father's one time. And at that time, possibly I was about 6 or 7 years old when he passed. That's a faint remembrance. And at that stage of the game, my mentality hadn't developed to give such an indelible picture that I could even be surprised what he looked like.
Right. I understand, yeah. What about?
But I do know this.
Yes.
Actually, the only thing, only information I have on it that I can claim without the information that was passed on to me from my older brothers and sisters and mother and father, you see, I'm going up on what they've said.
Right.
To have a faint remembrance of what he looked like or who you are is not what I can conceive being acquired by my siblings like that.
Mm-hmm. What about...
Am I talking loud enough?
You can speak up a little. It wouldn't hurt. What about Sarah McKinney, his wife? You didn't know her either?
Differently about her.
Okay.
I did come in personal contact, communication with Sarah.
Uh-huh.
When I was in my early teens.
Do you remember much about her?
Not too much. It was a casual meeting from time to time in that particular priority that teenagers have.
Right, right.
You can see how serious it was to me. When she passed, when that figure.
Right. It didn't, you weren't that bothered by it.
I don't remember being any way assessing any emotion or anything about it because we hadn't been that close to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just another person died.
Right. See? What about your mother's people, Jerry and Mariah?
They were more intimate.
You knew them better.
Knew them better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lived a good bit longer than my father's
parents. Right.
I had the privilege of seeing my mother's father several times.
Mm-hmm.
He was a preacher.
He was. Mm-hmm. Now, had he been a slave?
He was a slave.
And where was he a slave?
He was worked on the Southern Railroad.
Oh, okay.
And the foundation laying the track as a slave.
As a slave, he laid the track?
As a slave.
Oh, my goodness. For the Southern Railroad?
For the Southern Railroad.
Oh.
When it been in the track from Charlotte to Atlanta.
From where to Atlanta?
Charlotte.
Charlotte to Atlanta.
Charlotte, North Carolina, north to Atlanta, Georgia.
He
worked on that road the whole distance.
Wonderful.
As a slave.
Ooh, that's a wonderful.
And he told me, not only me, he told us as a family.
Right. Mr. Whittenberg, we were talking about your grandparents, and you were telling me that Jerry Ross laid the railroad. What about Mariah?
Wait a minute, I didn't finish telling you.
Oh, finish telling me about him then, please.
But that's the part that threw me off.
Yes, sir.
Every time I get to that, I have a strange emotional feeling.
That's understandable.
That he said that a minute slave body laying in the road.
Could you say that again and say it a little louder?
I forgot I was talking for
the tape.
I did a little lower my voice on that.
Yeah, please say it loudly. I know you said,
You
said it reverently, and that's why you were saying it low.
Yeah, yeah. My grandfather, I heard him say it himself on my mother's side. That there are many, many black slave bodies buried in the landfills of the Southern Railroad.
Mm.
Some of his cronies and some of his buddies that they made friendship with as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies in the river. She's not.
Now, to this day, of course.
Because ain't nobody ever going in there next to baby.
Mm.
This thing doesn't know. Just think of
that. That is, yeah.
That's something to think about.
It certainly is.
All right, now.
Okay.
I stopped that with my grandfather.
Okay. Anything more about your grandfather that you want to tell me while you're thinking about him right now?
No, let's stop.
Some more will come out as we go on.
Probably more will come out.
Yeah, it will. There are other questions that will come out.
Mm-hmm.
What about Grandmother Mariah? Do you remember much about her?
Yeah, very much. She was living at when my first start in my professional life as a teacher.
Uh-huh.
A school teacher. And I graduated from college at 27 years old, because we had long to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the obstacles that I had to overcome.
Yes, sir.
And then another thing I want to talk about my education is this. We, as black people, had to provide with our meager income,
mm-hmm.
high school, about two.
Yes? Right. Mm.
That's why our Baptist Association, every one of them in the state, we have 72 in South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Black Baptist Association.
Right.
That every one of those associations had their own high school.
My goodness, that's wonderful.
See?
Right.
Down there where our city is now?
Mm-hmm.
That was the property that they acquired at the Central Baptist, Missionary Baptist Association to build what they called Seneca Institute. It was set up there for high school teaching. Because Oakland County didn't have, and South Carolina as a whole, didn't have one high school for black people.
Nothing for that. Nothing beyond grade school.
Nothing beyond grade school.
Mm. Mm. Well, we're going to talk more about education when we get to it. I'm glad you told me that.
And I just want to take you some background.
Yeah.
Some of the experience I had with my grandmother.
Yes, please tell me about
that. Now, this is relative to her.
That's fine.
Huh?
Was she a slave, too?
She was a slave, too.
Where was she a slave?
In the Cherokee County.
Oh, that's right. You told me it's Cherokee County.
And I don't know who her. Must have been Ross.
Ross?
Because she went in the name of Ross.
Uh-huh.
After slavery.
Yeah, she kept. You think that she was at the same. Well, you said Jerry Ross was her.
Yeah, that's her. That was her son. Oh, no, Jerry Ross. Jerry Ross is her husband. Yeah.
So Mariah must have had another name, right? Mm. She must have had another name before she married Ross.
You getting me straight.
Yeah, I'm trying. But if you can't think of it, that's all right.
That's all right. That's a debate to me right now, but I have it.
If it comes to you,
somewhere in
let
my
me
recessive
know.
Memory.
Okay, well, I'll write down grandmother's name and maybe we'll think of it later, mm-hmm. okay? Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you is...
Oh, well, let me get about the experience that I had with her.
Please tell me.
That's what, we haven't gone through that yet.
No,
well,
tell me.
I was just worked up to that point.
Okay.
Until you asked me that question about, you know, her
right.
name.
Right.
Her original name.
Right.
I went a minute, now I was teaching school, principal of school at Woodbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They had then, at that time, the Rosenwald schools came in. You heard of them.
Yes, sir, I have.
And they became and built high school for black people. That born from the Rosenwald School, which is one of the founders of Sales and Loper.
Oh. He was from the north, right?
He's from north.
A Jewish man.
And he was one of the stockholders, one of the major stockholders in Sales Loper.
I see.
Doing it like that.
Mm-hmm.
He saw a need for promote education among black people. He furnished the farms, gave it to the state under the supervision of the State Department of Education to build high school for black people.
Good.
The state didn't put one penny in.
Mm.
The man, the white man, and now in the area where I was born and raised, he gave us laws that we could cut.
Mm-hmm.
And have a soul to help build the school.
Oh, I see.
Over his plantation.
Hmm.
And he had virgin timber on there. Mm-hmm. He joined us a loop in there to get anything we needed.
And what was his name?
Huff.
Huff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would go every summer for about 4 or 5 years. I would go over to Gaffney, pick up my grandmother, and bring her and stay. She stayed with us about a month at my mother's father's house. Then I would carry her back when she got back to the home.
Where were the Rosenwald schools located, and how many of
there
them were?
There was one down. You know where East End is?
Not sure. What? No, tell me.
Down here in Seneca. What they have in the, let me say, Child Development Center.
Okay, Child Development Center.
Over there it's over there. I mean, what do you call that community?
It was near.
You know where it is. You go out Main Street.
Yes, sir.
You cross the railroad.
Yes, sir.
You turn right. It's over one block on the left.
On the way. Okay. I think I do know where that is.
See, the foundation of that school, the Rosenwald School.
I see. Now, was that near the Seneca Institute?
The Seneca Family Life Center. Go to Oak Street. South 3rd Street.
And it goes straight down, and that's where that's like.
Right. South 3rd Street dead end, right in front of that box.
Yes, sir.
You know how to get there. You'll be
I have.
Well, then
Okay, now, so how many Rosenwald schools were there, do you remember?
They had another one up here at a place called St. Peter. But Lake is on that part. Kiwi Lake covered it.
Oh, Kiwi Lake has covered that. Okay.
They had another one down here. You know where Oakley, Mill, and Jim?
Oh, yeah, okay. Oakley Mill. Mm-hmm.
Oakley. Right off Oakley. Going to Anderson on 124, I believe that is.
On 124.
They had one there.
Okay.
Then on over further, a place they call Shiloh.
Shiloh?
That's back over here on Lake Hart.
Okay, that's on the other lake.
Back on the kind of southern end. It's right out from town.
Okay. Yeah.
You know where town is?
Yeah, I know where Townville is. Yes, sir.
Well, you go to town, as you pass, go out of town. There's a good filling station, the fork in the road.
Oh, yes, I've been out that road.
But it dead ends on the lake.
Right.
You built one back there about a mile and a half near what you call Shiloh Baptist Church.
Okay. I know that section.
Now, all right. No, let me get to
it. Oh, some more, huh?
You built one in Westminster.
Okay.
And the one they built in Westminster is there where Westminster... where they have that outlet there for elderly people and stuff.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They had another one up here in the mountain, a place community called Travel Bridge.
Okay.
They had another one over here, over further, towards Tupelo River. Let me see, can I name you know old 123, where you go to Cole, Georgia?
Yes, I know how you get to Cole, Georgia on 123.
All right, just before you get to the river, about a mile back this side of crossing over. Mm-hmm. There's a lake, big lake in there now.
Right.
But it used to be anything but the, you know, there's a little river there. There's a road that goes to the right. About a mile and a half back up there right at the foot of the mountain.
Yes, sir.
You build what that it was called.
That's okay.
No, I want to get this straight before
sure.
There's a space on it. Maybe it'll come to me and we insert it.
Okay. Now, these schools were all, were these all high schools?
No.
Trade
some of them were just elementary school.
Oh, some of them were elementary.
And they only built one in the county.
I see.
You see?
Uh-huh.
No, they build two in this county.
Uh-huh.
They build one over here near the spot where the visiting center, Duke Power Company nuclear plant.
Oh, okay.
Then they build one in Seneca.
Uh-huh.
What is known as East End.
East End, okay.
See.
And these were elementary schools, too?
Elementary through high school.
Through high school. All right. Someone told me that they had a lot of technical, that they were in the high school was more of a technical school. Is that right? No? Or?
Well, we taught agriculture, we taught shop.
Mm-hmm.
At East End.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was the center for agriculture and shop,
mm-hmm.
where students in Oak Point College wanted to head.
Right.
It was taught in connection with the high school.
Okay. All right, getting back to your family, did your family own their own home? They did. So the house wasn't mortgaged or rented, you owned it. Now, where did you get the
In Greenville County.
This was in Greenville County.
Property's there now.
Mm-hmm. And this was this your parents' house? Had it been your grandparents before or just your parents? Who built the house?
My daddy.
Your daddy built it.
He was a carpenter.
Okay.
He worked away from home. I mean, he wasn't at home much, just working.
Mm-hmm.
He kept busy building.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a stay-at-home operator, mainly.
Yeah, she took care of the house, and he did call. Your daddy was a carpenter.
Yeah.
I see. So, did you have any other older relatives around when you were growing up? Did they ever talk about their early lives besides your grandparents? Were there aunts and uncles?
Oh, yeah. I had one uncle that lived near us. He and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have any children.
Uh-huh.
He was older than my, he was uncle. He was older than my father.
Oh, he was even older than your father?
My older than my father.
Uh-huh.
And, he Aunt Mary.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have any children.
Oh, I see. Did any of them talk about slavery? We talked about slavery a little earlier, but is there anything that we didn't discuss about slavery or anything that you learned about it?
Well, no.
I think we kind of covered it, I guess, before.
I meant so, but as I said, when the experience I had,
mm-hmm. yeah,
in my first years in professional court,
mm-hmm.
I would see to it that she kept in contact with my mother. My mother kept in contact.
This was your grandmom.
I was the go-between.
I see. And I think you said you didn't know where Jerry Ross got his name. You didn't know
where that came from. No, I don't.
Okay. Where are the older members of your family buried?
Well, my personal family.
Yes, your family.
At Reedy Fork Baptist Church in Greenville County.
Uh-huh.
South of Greenville. About 12, 14 miles south from 250.
Okay.
And that is the community where I was born and raised.
In Reedy Fork.
In Reedy Fork. The name of the church.
Mm-hmm. And so your parents are buried there?
My parents are buried there. I have two brothers. One, two, three, four sisters.
All buried there.
Mm-hmm. I have one sister that's buried at Crazy Old Pleasant Grove.
Oh, Pleasant Grove? Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know where you know it. I own 25.
Uh-huh.
One door green wood.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Greenwood. There's a little place out there called Ware Place.
Oh, uh-huh. Ware Place?
W-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
In that community, there's a church named Pleasant Grove.
Uh-huh.
See, my older sister was buried there.
Okay.
Because she married a man, her husband.
Uh-huh.
was brought up in that community and was a member of that church.
Right.
When she married him, she moved a letter to this church.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
And of course, when she passed, it was her request to be buried by her husband. They had to crack pot to the face with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, she was buried.
Mm-hmm. What about the cemetery across the street now, the one that your daughter showed?
McKinley?
Is that a...
Daniel.
McKinley Daniel. Now, does that come from your wife's side of the family?
That comes from my wife's side.
I see. What was your wife's name?
My wife?
Yeah.
Burnett?
Burnett. Was she Burnett McKinley or Burnett Daniel?
Burnett Curitan.
Burnett Curitan. But
her mother was a Daniel.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Her mother was McKinley Daniel's baby daughter.
Okay.
See? Uh-huh. Right up this road here.
Okay. And we're talking about...
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get some landmarks that
sir.
You would notice. See?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right up Old Walhalla Road, right up this
right,
road.
Going towards Walhalla here.
Uh-huh.
About 0.7 miles up there.
Mm-hmm.
You come to a little road that goes from this road
uh-huh.
over to 28, Old 28.